Morning, everybody. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about time. Something I think about quite a bit is just trying to be, as far as when I'm working, but it applies to your spiritual walk even better. But not wasting time. Start by reading a verse in Ephesians here. Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17 here. It says, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as an unwise man, but as wise. Make the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So I was just thinking, you know, time is a precious gift that God gives us, and you know, we should make the most every day to strive to live for Him, to be good to the people around us, and try to show His light to others. I try to start. Whenever I get up in the morning, say my prayers or whatever, you know, I always try to thank God for another day, you know. And in doing that, sometimes I can still do that every day, but in still doing that, I can still take it for granted, you know, that God's given us another day to show us His mercy and to give us another opportunity to fix things where we messed up or just however. I think that's something that it's pretty easy to do is just to take time for granted. I mean, the Bible, you know, says in James that our lives are but a vapor, that, you know, they're here today and gone tomorrow. We shouldn't take any time for granted. We should prize every minute of it and strive to make the most of it. Make the most out of what God's given us, time to me is just it's a very precious thing. I think about that sometimes. I mean, you know, there's people young people that, you know, a young person that dies or gets killed or and whatever, you know, I just think, you know, their life is so short, and makes me want to make the most of my life. So, but I don't know, just kind of encourage everybody and challenge everybody just to make the most of their time and just be mindful of that, I guess. But anyway, I guess that's about all I had this morning. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Let's pray then. Dear Father, we just come for you this morning, God, and just want to thank you, God, for all your goodness and your mercy to us and for allowing us to gather here today, and just thank you for the beautiful weather that you've given us lately, and just ask you to be with us this morning. Just open our hearts and our ears to what you have to share with us. Just ask you to also be with Kevin's as they're traveling and keep them safe, and just be with all the brothers and sisters that are here and around the world, God, and just once again, thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For the boys' lesson next week, go ahead and give a verse or two from the parable of the sower. You can read the parable of the sower and tell how it applies to your own life.